you. For all individuals, to the extent that our witnesses can stay on, we will try to have a second round, but the ranking member and I both realize that we're a little behind schedule, and I take blame for it, but we're going to try and move within 5 minutes of questioning whenever possible. The gentlelady from New York, Ms. Maloney.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Is this on? I want to thank all the witnesses, and thank you for your public service, and my condolences to the families for your great loss. And I want to thank the American military. My father served in World War II, my brother in Vietnam, my husband in the Navy, and I can say after close observation, there is no place or no time that the American military wouldn't be there to protect American lives if they possibly could get there. And I find it truly disturbing and very unfortunate that when Americans come under attack, the first thing some did in this country was attack Americans, attack the military, attack the president, attack the State Department, attack the former senator from the great state of New York, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. And I would like to ask some questions about these attacks to get at the real facts. Last month, Chairman Issa went on national television and accused former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, accused her of lying under oath when she testified before Congress that she did not personally approve of security reductions in Libya. As proof, he claimed that she personally signed a cable denying requests for additional security. And he stated, and I quote, "The Secretary of State was just wrong. She said she did not participate in this, and yet, only a few months before the attack, she outright denied security in her signature in a cable in April 2012. The fact is that the Secretary did not sign this cable in 2012. Her name was typed at the bottom of the page, which is just the general procedure for thousands of cables that come out of the State Department every single year. So I would like to ask the panelists and our witnesses just one question. And it concerns the State Department Correspondence Manual, which is posted on the department's website. And this manual says, and I quote, "The Communications Center will place the name of the Secretary on all telegrams to posts," end quote. Now, I would like to ask the panelists in a yes or no question, do you agree that this is the proper procedure or the procedure that's followed by the State Department, that thousands and thousands of cables leave the department headquarters every single year with the Secretary's name at the bottom of the page or on the page? And I would like to know, Mr. Nordstrom, yes or no, do you agree with the manual? Is that the procedure of the State Department?
That's my understanding of the prevailing
Mr.
Document.
Hicks, yes or no?
Yes, ma'am.
Mr. Thompson, yes or no, is that the procedure?
Yes.
Well, 2 days after Chairman Issa made these accusations, the Washington Post ran a fact-checker article called The Whopper. And I would like to ask unanimous consent to place this in the record.
Without objection, so ordered.
Thank you. Well, what the fact-checker said was this, quote, "There was no basis or evidence to show that Clinton had anything to do with this cable, any more than she personally approved a cable on proper email etiquette. The odds are extremely long that Secretary Clinton ever saw or approved this memo, giving us confidence that these inflammatory and reckless language qualifies as a whopper and for Pinocchio's," end quote. So anyone who actually knows how the State Department operates knows that she was speaking the truth. She was talking about the procedure that was in the manual. There is no way in the world that she could sign every cable coming out, and when she said she didn't sign it, she did not sign it. So
the gentlelady's time has expired, but if anyone wants to respond, they may. Hearing none, we'll go to the gentleman from Utah, Mr. Chaffetz.
Thank you, Chairman.